the BBC presents Life with the Lions. Due to the fact that clever old Ben let the house on Southwick Street before his new house was ready, the family have had to lease Colonel Warwick's house in Salisbury for a couple of months. Well, today is moving day, and the Lyon household is a hive of activity. The kids are flying around doing last-minute jobs, and so's the queen bee, Bebe. And standing there as usual directing operations is the old drone himself.
Now, come on, everybody. Come on. Let's get a move on. I want to be in Salisbury before noon.
Master Rachel, will you put this food hamper in the hall?
Oh, sure. Give it here, Aggie.
Ben, I can't get this trunk closed. Will you do it for me?
Baby, it took me a half an hour to get that darn thing closed. Why did you open it again?
I forgot to put my hairnet in.
Oh, fine.
Master Richard, I've got a wee trunk and two large boxes in the kitchen. Would you please help me put them in the car?
Okay, but I bet we'll have the only car in London with bow-legged wheels.
Well, if you ask me, we'll need a removal van.
A Bebe.
Well, we've got one.
Now, Ben, don't you dare start anything today.
Hello, you two.
Hello, Florrie, dear.
Hello, Florrie, darling.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing, Florrie. I just can't believe we're really going.
Neither can I.
I'm going to miss you terribly.
And I shall miss you, too. Every time I think about it, tears roll down my face. It's horrible.
Well, cover it up.
Ben. You're absolutely heartless.
Oh, but honey, it's so silly. We're only going to Salisbury Plain, not Salisbury, Rhodesia.
I don't care. How would you like to be parted from your best friend?
He won't be. He's taking his mirror with him.
Now, look, why don't you two try to be nice to each other today?
Well, what for? He'll be delighted to see the back of me.
I will not. In fact, I'm going to miss you very, very much.
Oh, Ben, do you really mean that?
Glory, I can truthfully say, when you go out of my life, it'll leave a big gap.
Oh, Ben, you're such a sweet old flabby thing.
Glory, I wish you could come with us. There's plenty of room, you know, at Colonel Warwick's house.
Why don't you, Aunt Flory?
Well, you're all very sweet to want me, but at the moment I'm arranging so many things for the women's club.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't have much fun where we're going. All they've got there are soldiers.
Oh, when do we leave?
Richard, why don't you mind your own business?
What did I say?
Too much. Now go and get Skeeter.
Boy, I'd like to know what they do around here without me.
Flory, are you coming down today?
No, I'll wait until Ben telephones me.
Good.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I've locked all the windows, and I'm leaving the front door key under the mat for the new tenant.
Thanks, Aggie.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy, I just phoned Colonel Warwick, and he gave me all the directions, so I'll drive.
No, I'll drive. I want to get there.
Okay. Oh, hello, Aunt Flory.
Hello, dear.
I brought you some floribunda out of my garden.
Oh.
Here you are.
Thank you, Barbara. Oh, what a beautiful shade of pink.
Hey, Pop, everything's in the car, including Skeeter.
Oh, thanks, son. Well, I guess we're all ready, girls.
Well, goodbye, Florrie, darling. See you soon.
Goodbye, Gibby, darling.
Goodbye, Aunt Florrie.
Goodbye, Barbara, darling.
Well, go on, Ben. Kiss Florrie goodbye.
Do I have to?
Oh, you silly old blubber face.
Come here, you ravishing creature. Come here.
Oh! Ben, stop it, Ben. Stop it. Stop it, Ben. You're crushing my floribunda.
Well, get your bunda out of the way. There.
Oh, goodbye, Ben, dear. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye.
Well, there's the house. What do you think of it, honey?
Oh, I like it. Don't you, Aggie?
I'll tell you after I've seen the kitchen.
Just look at that magnificent garden.
Pop, are you sure this is Colonel Warwick's house?
I think it is, son.
Mr. Lyon, there's a soldier walking in the garden. Why don't we ask him if this is the right house?
Good idea, Aggie. Oh, excuse me, but is this the home of...
Oh, who goes there?
My name's Ben Lyon.
friend or foe?
Well, really?
Look, all we want to know is...
Higgins! Higgins! What's going on here?
Sir! While carrying out my duties, I sighted a large party advance in this direction. I then challenged the large party, holding my shovel handle at the ready, whereupon the large party identified himself as Ben Lyon. Sir!
All in order, Higgins. I've been expecting this gentleman and his family. Leave their luggage and take it upstairs.
Sir! I will collect the luggage and immediately proceed upstairs in single file. Sir!
Very keen, but a bit unorthodox.
Oh, I imagine you're Colonel Warwick.
That's correct. Sorry, my batman didn't recognize you. One can't be too careful in the army.
Oh, naturally. Oh, Colonel Warwick, I'd like you to meet my family. This is my wife.
How do you do, madam?
Sir. I'm very pleased to meet you, sir.
Phoebe, stop saluting. Oh, and this is my daughter, Barbara.
Oh, yes, you're a friend of my niece.
Oh, that's right, sir. Pam's my best friend.
Jolly good. Jolly nice girl. Jolly nice.
Sounds like a jolly girl.
Pardon?
It's a joke, sir.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, this is my son, Colonel.
How do you do, Colonel Warwick?
Young man, even though you're a civilian, you should stand to attention when addressing an officer.
Yes, sir.
Not bad, but not good.
I thought you was excellent.
Colonel, this insubordinate is our cook, Aggie.
How do you do, Aggie?
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Well, now, imagine you'd all like to inspect your quarters, hmm?
Oh, we certainly would.
Very well. We will proceed to the living room first. Squad, by the right, follow me behind.
What does he think we are, recruits?
Well, if he thinks I'm going to do this all day, he's crazy.
Squad, hop! This is the living room. By the right, carry on. Hop! At ease.
Colonel, this is a very nice living room.
Aye, it's so nice and tidy.
Oh, naturally. I insist on everything being in its proper place. On the other hand, this is a home, so I've endeavored to retain a domestic atmosphere.
Is that a real hand grenade in the coffee table?
Yes, but don't worry. It's a dart.
That's a nice old cannon by the fireplace.
Yes, that's quite a treasure. Brought it back from Pune. I think you'll be interested in these paintings.
Well, what do you know? They're all little battle scenes.
I think they're very impressive, especially this one with the guns firing at those big armored lorries.
Tanks, Mrs. Lyon.
Oh, don't mention it.
Now, if you'll all turn about, you'll notice another room on your right flank.
Oh, is that the dining room, Colonel?
Madam, in my home, the dining room is a mess.
If you think that's a mess, you should see ours sometimes.
Lyon, would you and your son care to go on reconnaissance upstairs?
Oh, that'll be fine. Coming, son?
You bet.
Mrs. Lyon, don't you wish to go with your cook?
No, not right now.
Then I take it you'd prefer to carry on with me.
Well, really?
Colonel, when you talk to my wife, I advise you to take evasive action.
I agree. Squad will proceed upstairs. By the right, follow me behind.
Hey, Pop, look at all the wild animal heads on the walls.
Yes, those are just a few of my hunting trophies. I pride myself on being an excellent marksman. If you look towards the top of the stairs, there's a boar up there.
There's one down here, too.
Party, right wheel. This is the landing.
What do you know? We're a landing party.
Quite so. Now, here are your billets. Mine at the other end of the hall.
You mean you're living here?
Well, where do you think I'm living? However, I assure you, I won't infringe on your privacy.
Oh, but Colonel...
And naturally, I expect the same consideration from you.
How do you like that?
I don't, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, we'll all feel better after we've had some lunch. Come on, let's go down to the brig.
Barbara, it's the cookhouse. And Richard, since the Colonel's staying with us...
Yes, Pop?
Get your hair cut.
Stop!
Is lunch ready, Aggie?
Almost, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, Richard, come on and help me set the table.
Boy, orders, orders, nothing but orders.
Stop yapping and get to work.
Aggie, where's the bread and butter?
Mrs. Lyon, in the army you call bread roti and butter muckin.
Well, give me a hunk of roti and no mucking about.
Sounds like you've been talking to Higgins.
I have. Oh, Miss Barbara, are you looking for the waffing tongs?
No, Aggie, I'm looking for the knives and forks.
Now, Miss Barbara, that's what they're called in army jargon.
You know, pretty soon we'll have to talk to Aggie through an interpreter.
Higgins!
Here comes old Ironhead.
Yes, sir. Take my jeep back to the workshop. Tell the sergeant this time I want the job done properly.
Yes, sir.
There's a loose nut on the dashboard. There's one thing I will not tolerate round here. It's a loose nut.
Phoebe, that's you.
It is not.
Morning.
Oh, good morning, Colonel.
Would you like a cup of tea, Colonel? I just made some.
So I see. I don't like it.
Well, if you don't like tea, how about some coffee?
That will do.
Oh, good. Aggie, coffee for the Colonel. Cup one.
Silence.
Well, yes, sir. I thought that...
And get your hair cut.
Yes, sir.
Just a moment, Colonel Warwick. We are not in the army.
Oh, that's obvious. Or you'd realize the cookhouse is only to be used at specified hours.
What do you mean?
Mrs. Lyon, haven't you read standing orders?
No, but if it's good, I'll get a copy from the library.
You better explain it to me, Colonel Warwick.
I'm not allowed to use this room till 1300 hours.
Well, it's 1 o'clock now.
No, you've still 5 seconds to wait. 5, 4, 3, 2... I'll have that bugler on the charge. He's 1 second early again.
Do you mean to say that bugler's going to blow that thing all day?
Well, can you think of anything else he can do with it?
Colonel Warwick, can I go on with my cooking now?
Yes, that's quite in order. And to see no further rules are broken, from tomorrow on, Lyon, I shall have the orders for the day posted on your door.
Look, Colonel Warwick, I know this is the way you're accustomed to running things, but I'm afraid we can't live under army regulations.
Too tough for you, eh?
Certainly not. But there's no earthly reason for it.
Well, if you ask me, it's exactly what you need. To put color into your faces, toughen you up. Especially you, Lyon. Look at your posture, those flabby muscles. Obviously, you've never had any military training.
It so happens I was in the Air Force for 5 years.
Well, that accounts for it. We have to work in the army.
And I suppose the Air Force is a tea party.
You said it, I didn't.
Then I'll give you a rough idea of the Air Force routine. Up at 6, 1 hour PT before breakfast, then to work on aircraft repairs, maintenance, and testing. And after lunch, repair the runways, and before dinner, a 5-mile route march. And after that, maintenance and testing for night flying. Then on to the AK-AK guns.
You did all that?
Of course not. I was an officer.
So am I. But I give my men nothing to do I won't do myself.
What have you got a batman for?
Army regulations. Now I must go over to the barracks. Remember, whilst you're here, you'll observe the times of all parades like anybody else. Any questions?
Yes. What time's pay parade?
Young man, if you were in my regiment, I'd have you in the glasshouse. Furthermore, by gad.
Are you talking to me?
I'm addressing all of you. In future, would you mind eating at the table? There are crumbs on the floor.
Well, what do you know?
Crumbs are bad for the polish. Any good soldier will tell you that. Well, a pleasant afternoon to you all. And Lyon, I wish you goodbye.
And I wish you a soldier's farewell.
Of all the cheek.
Yes, what does he think we are, rookies?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're not taking any more. We're getting out of here right now.
But, Pop, we haven't anywhere to go.
Oh, yes, we have, dear. If your father objects to army discipline, we can move in with Florrie for 2 months. What do you say, Ben?
Squad to the mess table. Forward march!
Ben, I can't sleep. Ben.
Oh, what do you want, honey?
Are you asleep?
Yes, and it's 5 o'clock. Close your eyes and go back to sleep.
I've been trying to, but this army bed is like a rock.
Then let it rock you to sleep.
That's silly.
Then try counting sheep.
All right. Good night, dear.
Good night, honey.
1 sheep, 2 sheep, 3 sheep, 4 sheep, 5... Oh, hello. How are you?
Phoebe, who are you talking to?
The shepherd. 5 sheep, 7 sheep, 8 sheep. Nine. 2,586 sheep. Oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
What idiot's playing jazz at this time of the morning?
That's Reveille.
Well, he should be ashamed of himself.
Yes, come on. We may as well get up. We'll never get any sleep now. Bibi, hand me my dressing gown.
Here you are, dear. Oh, just a minute while I get my robe on.
Daddy, are you awake?
I'm not sure, but come in anyway.
Good morning. How'd you sleep?
We didn't.
Well, that makes three of us.
I make that four. That bed of mine's so hard, I've got bunions on my hips.
Okay, rise and shine. Come and show a leg.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, sorry, miss. Ah, well. I'm glad to see everybody's out of there, aren't we, Ned? Good morning.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Hey, what's the matter? Ain't you feeling well?
Let's just say I'm not in the pink.
Well, your eyes are.
I think I'll be able to appreciate that joke better after I've had a shower. Now, where's the bathroom?
Well, you better wait a while, Pop. I just went in there to take a shower, and I think some guy's already in there.
You only think so?
Well, the place was so steamed up that I couldn't see a thing. But I got suspicious when I felt two extra hands scrubbing my back.
Yeah, that was probably the old man. Oh, I mean the colonel. And if you'd use your mince pies, you'd have seen the orders for the day on the bathroom door. Look, there's one pinned on yours. See? Civilian personnel may not take showers or baths before 06:45 hours.
What?
Oh, Barbara, help me make the bed, will you, dear?
Of course, Mother.
Higgins, let's get this straight. You mean to say I can't take a bath until 6:45?
I'm sorry, sir, but them's orders from the top brass himself. And furthermore, his nib says you should spend no more time than 10 minutes in the bath.
But that's not fair. It takes Daddy that long to get his sailing boat ready.
I'm sorry, miss, but orders is orders, like I said. And speaking of orders, Mrs. Lyon, may I respectfully point out to you that you're making that bed the wrong way?
This is ridiculous.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't want to be rude-like.
My dear Mr. Higgins, I'll have you know I have been making beds for 30 years.
Ma, you mean you've been making beds since you were 2 years old?
Now, Richard, don't change the subject.
Well, Mrs. Lyon, it's never too late to learn the correct way. And you too, Mr. Lyon. The blankets and sheets should be folded together in 15-inch squares, then rolled into a square bundle with no edges showing.
Very interesting.
Ah, you didn't know that, eh?
No, but I've been very happy all these years.
That's precisely the answer I'd expect from an Air Force type. Not interested in spit and polish, eh?
Well, Colonel, I can think of things I like better.
No wonder you chaps always looked a bit sloppy in your uniforms.
Come on, Barbara. Let's get the first aid kit.
You were saying, Colonel...
No. Don't get me wrong. The Air Force did some magnificent things in the war.
Well, that's better.
Yes, indeed. I might even say they helped the Army to win it.
Now you've gone too far.
Boys, now please, the war is over. Let's not start another one.
Sorry, honey.
Oh, we were just having a little friendly discussion.
Colonel, sir. Now that there's a lull, sir, a lady rang you up last night and left a message.
Oh, man, speak up. Who was it?
Miss Penelope Forsyth, sir. She wished to know if you'd be in this afternoon.
Tell her no. I refuse to be pestered by that man-chasing female.
Very good, sir.
You don't seem to be very fond of the lady.
Woman's a menace. If I don't keep out of her way, she'll be flirting with me every hour of the day.
Sort of a 24-hour pass, eh?
Yes, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a woman who's a man-chaser.
I know someone like that myself.
Well, I must go and take the morning parade. Be sure you're on the ground by 08:30.
Roger.
Ben, his name isn't Roger.
But ours will be mud if he stays in this house much longer. Say, Bibi, I've got an idea. Why don't you ask Florrie to come down here and spend a week with us?
Oh, that would be wonderful. But you said we wouldn't be ready for her for at least a month.
Well, I think we are ready for her now.
Oh, wonderful. I'll call her right up.
Oh, Barbara, I'm getting worried about your Aunt Florrie. She said to be here by 6:00.
Well, it's only 5 minutes to 6 now. Oh, Daddy, don't you think the living room looks pretty?
Yes. Where'd you get all the flowers?
I picked them out of Colonel Warwick's garden.
You mean without his permission?
Oh, since he's coming to dinner, I thought I'd take a chance.
Well, I'll keep your secret.
And I'll keep yours.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, neither do I, but... If Aunt Florrie plays her cards right, the colonel should be leaving for the Far East tomorrow.
What are you two talking about?
It's a military secret, Mother.
Oh. Barbara, will you put these olives and nuts on the end table?
Okay.
Ma, where do you want this plate of slingers?
Richard, don't you ever let me hear you call sausages slingers again. They're bangers.
Oh, Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Evening.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Colonel.
As you were.
Well, let me see now. I was standing over here.
Baby. He means relax. Now, oh, sit down, Colonel, and make yourself at home.
I am at home.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, can I fix you a drink?
Whiskey, please.
Fine.
Want an hors d'oeuvre, Colonel?
No, thank you, just whiskey.
Say when, Colonel. Did you say something, sir?
No.
I hear all army officers are getting a pay increase.
When?
Thanks. Here's your drink, Colonel.
Stuffed egg, sir?
No. Get your hair cut.
But I had it cut this afternoon.
Well, get it cut again. I can still see it.
Oh, Colonel, I just love these little cocktail napkins of yours with the battle scenes embroidered on them.
Yes, what memories they bring back. Salerno, Benghazi. No one will ever know what we army men went through in that blistering heat. Where were you Air Force fellas during the siege of Tobruk?
What do you mean, where were we? For months we bombed the darn place.
That isn't how I heard it.
Well, that's how it was.
Sure, and Pop's squadron was the one the Nazis feared most.
How do you know?
Pop told me.
Peanuts, anybody?
Yes, I'll have the dish, please. Lion, I gotta show you how the Air Force should have bombed Tobruk.
This I've got to see.
You shall. Now, I'll empty this dish of peanuts on the table. Now then, these peanuts are my troops.
You better make the colonel a nut, too.
No, I'm this hard-boiled egg.
I'll settle for that.
This ashtray is Tobruk. This tomato's our advance post. And here between us and Tobruk is the Africa Corps, the cream of the German army.
Barbara, get the cream jug.
Thank you. Now, it was bitterly cold, and both my flanks were exposed.
Richard, get the colonel some trousers.
Phoebe, please.
Now then, I gave the signal for attack. And across the blistering sands, our tanks roared and rumbled like huge, unwieldy monsters.
Yoo-hoo, Phoebe!
Here comes one now.
It's Aunt Florrie. I'll let her in.
Hello, darling. Oh, Florrie, how wonderful to see you.
It certainly is. I thought you'd never get here.
Well, you see, the train was late and I didn't know you had company.
Oh, Colonel Warwick, we'd like you to meet Mrs. Wainwright. She's going to be our house guest while we're here.
Oh, is she indeed?
Yes, and I'm so thrilled. I just adore military men.
Colonel Warwick's in charge of the barracks.
Oh, wonderful. Colonel, will you show me a few maneuvers?
Madam, do you anticipate being a regular member of this establishment? I said, are you permanently attached?
Oh, no, you mad, impulsive boy. I'm not even engaged.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. Well, come on, everybody, let's relax. Florrie, why don't you sit on the sofa next to Colonel Warwick?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, we army people must stick together.
Madam, what possible association have you ever had with the army?
Well, it so happens I was an ATS sergeant in the last war.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed. I was in Tobruk.
Oh, no.
Well, Sergeant Wainwright, you will help me to show our friend Lyon here. It was the army we have to thank for winning the war and not the confounded Air Force.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something, Colonel. When it comes to endurance, I'll match an airman with a soldier any day.
Big words. Perhaps you'd like to prove them.
Just give me the chance.
Very well. Tomorrow I was sending one of my men on an initiative test. But I'll send you instead.
What sort of a test is that?
Oh, it's very simple for a soldier. The man would have to march over rough country for about 30 miles and bring back several objects to prove he'd been there.
Oh, child's play.
Yeah, any fool can do it.
Good, you can go with your father.
Huh?
I'll give you both all the details in the morning.
That suits me fine.
Now, Ben, please don't do it. You know you get blisters on your feet when you just walk to the bus stop.
Now, baby, don't try to stop me. I have the honor of the Air Force to hold up.
We know that, Ben, but who's going to hold you up?
Higgins, it's 0750 hours. Given Mr. Lyon and his son a warning call?
Yes, sir. They're upstairs changing into battle dress now.
Well, it's rather irregular, but never mind. At least Lyon won't be able to say we didn't give him the right equipment.
Oh, don't worry, Colonel, don't worry. I won't be needing any excuses.
That remains to be seen. You ready to take your orders?
I will be as soon as Richard comes down. He's still getting into his equipment.
It's okay now, Pop. I'm ready.
Strike a light. From the looks of you, you're ready to fall apart.
Well, this battle dress doesn't fit so good.
Young man, if you were in my unit, I'd have you court-martialed. Haven't even polished your boots properly.
Well, to tell the truth, Colonel, I think these boots were intended for a much bigger fellow.
Oh, what makes you say that?
Well, when I turned right just now, the boots went straight on.
Well, listen, I've got news for you, mate. In the army, that means they're a good fit.
That I can believe. And now, Colonel, if you don't mind, we'd like to get started.
Very well. Here are your orders. You will proceed to the three places I've marked on the map. And to prove you've been there, you must bring back an object from each place.
What sort of objects?
From the first one, a tankard from the inn. From the second, a horseshoe from the forge. And from the third, a milestone.
A milestone?
Yes, it'll probably just get into your pack.
If I know Pop, it'll probably just go into my pack.
Now, Richard, stop yapping and let's get going.
Okay, Pop.
Mrs. Lang, you didn't finish your tea.
Oh, Aggie, don't worry. I'll have dinner with my husband and Richard when they come home.
Oh, Bibi, I shouldn't count on that. I doubt if they'll be back before midnight.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if they'd be back inside of a week.
Oh, Colonel Warwick, how long should it take to walk 30 miles and collect all those things?
Well, for an expert army man like myself, I should say about 10 hours.
Oh, well, they should be back here then by 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes, they've just got 2 more hours to go.
Answer that, Higgins. Must be the doctor. I thought it best to be prepared.
Of course.
Stand the crumb.
Stand aside, Higgins.
Ben, you're back.
Well, what are you all looking so surprised about?
Ben, are you all right?
Never felt better. You must try us with something a little more difficult next time, Colonel.
Don't play the fool with me, Lion. I couldn't possibly have been to those three places in this time.
Well, we met one of your men in each of them. You weren't taking any chances, were you, Colonel?
Oh, Richard, let's see what you brought back.
Oh, okay. There's a horseshoe from the forge at Little Wickham, and here's a tankard from the Jolly Roger Arms at Basingstoke.
Yeah, show us. Blimey, it is an old. It's got the name on the bottom.
Oh, and here's the milestone.
Anything written on it?
Let's see. Yes, Salisbury, 30 miles.
By gad, he's right.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, and they both look so flipping fit on it.
Yes. I should have been worn out ages ago.
You were.
Oh, Ben, you can say anything you like about me. I deserve it for doubting you.
Lion, what happened to your pack?
Pack? Oh, the pack, yes. What happened to my pack, Richard?
Oh, well, you left it in the pub where we picked up the tankard.
Oh, yes, so I did, yes. Tomorrow I'll stroll over to Basingstoke before breakfast and pick it up.
Well, 30 miles before breakfast? Blimey, Mr. Lyon, you're a blinking marvel.
Yeah, I know.
Lyon, I must confess, you both put up a magnificent performance. Congratulations. In fact, I would go so far as to say that... Oh, pardon me a moment. Hello? Yes, Colonel Warwick speaking. Really? Certainly. I'll see he gets the message. Oh, Lion, that was a gentleman to say he'd found your pack.
Oh, good, good. Found it in the pub, eh?
No, in his taxi. Yes.
Well, of all the cheats...
With Bibi Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Harry Fowler, and Wilfred Babbage. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and Bibi Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.